Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. How are you? This is Tari with Angel Coaches, and I'm really glad to be here tonight. And we've got a great topic to cover tonight. It's all about telepathy and developing your telepathic or telepathy skills, however you want to say it. I don't really think there's a wrong way here. The only right way is to start, right? So anyway, I'll share a story with you that I think is kind of cool. I have a friend of mine that was in the military and was really high up, and he shared a few things with me. He said, I was in a special group that, you know, we had learned to develop our, you know, telepathy or telepathic skills. And I said, really? He said, yeah. And then it led to, you know, remote viewing and so on. Now he's not in the military anymore. And he went with that group for a while. And then I asked him what happened. He didn't really want to talk about it, but he said he learned a lot about using your mind and your brain, and that we could communicate without actually seeing or talking to the person and or people or situation. I go, explain to me more. So he said that they had learned to start by sending messages and receiving messages, and they would practice with each other, the guys that were in this particular group. And I go, well, how did you start? And he said, well, the first thing we did is learn to meditate. And he said that was really, really key. So to develop your telepathy, your telepathic skills, your telepathic abilities, the first step is to learn to meditate. I had someone tell me the other day, oh, I can't meditate. I can't quiet my mind. You can. You just have to have the discipline to do that, okay? So I asked him, I said, did you guys have a guided meditation? He said, yes, we had he called him a sensei, a master teacher that taught them how to breathe and meditate, and, of course, they did yoga. So meditation is key. And I said, is yoga key? He goes, I like yoga. He said, it helped me. He said, but I think the meditation was necessary. So the first thing that you do is you meditate. And he said, now, he goes, let me tell you the second thing that we did. We learned how to quiet the mind and put our own energy or our own thoughts, you know, behind us. And we learned to concentrate on the person that we were sending the messages to. And so, anyway, he got really good at it. He uses it to this day with his family, and he's quite a spiritual teacher and healer and leader in his own right. But he learned how to meditate. He learned how to work with telepathy in the military, and the military does use those things. So if you're thinking that it sounds hokey-pokey or you can't do it, just remember, average, everyday people do it. It just takes a certain discipline and a few other things that we're going to talk about tonight, okay? So, as I said, meditation is key, and a guided meditation is the best, because you can learn, if you have a guided meditation, it quiets your mind, and you can go step by step to learn how to relax, to breathe, and then go to a new level, a whole new level in your thinking or in your mind. Second thing is that I think to develop your telepathy is really come from a place of love and joy. You know, my friend told me this too as well. He learned the discipline of coming from a really good place. So you don't bring your stuff to the session that you're doing. So let me explain what that looks like, if it's okay with you guys. How many of you? How many of you guys have ever meditated and tried to practice one of your clairvoyant or clairaudient abilities, and you couldn't because you were thinking about something, a negative thing? Maybe you had a fight with your lover, your boyfriend, girlfriend, your husband, wife, whatever that looks like, and you couldn't concentrate. So here's what another thing that you do. Meditate, and then before you start meditating, surround yourself. You can just say, surround yourself with love and light. That sounds so Hallmark metaphysical. So let me break that down a little bit. Before you start working and practicing, and sending messages to another person or to some of your family members, which do is, excuse me, is that you yourself meditate so you can come from the higher place. And then take a few breaths in and out, you know, and concentrate on releasing the energy. If you don't have time to meditate, I would take 5 minutes at least to practice deep breathing. And once you're there, you put your intention out to say, before you do that, put your intention to say, I want to go to go where my higher self, my soul is, a higher part of me, my guardian angels, the causal plane, which is where that part of us that's connected to God is. I mean this, you guys. It is so important to do this. Probably one of the key things with meditation. I choose to connect with my higher self, my highest guide, the causal plane, my guardian angels, to come from the highest place I possibly can. Why do you do that? Because when you come from a place of love and light and your higher place, what that means is that you're going to be able to do more, because love is so much stronger than any kind of fear that a lot of times we operate under, because we are programmed to have fear in our life. And that's what's going on now. That's a whole other topic for another day. So meditate. Say to yourself that your intention out there to come from, I want to repeat this because this is pretty important, not pretty important, very important, to come from your higher part of yourself, your soul, the causal plane, that's the part of you that lives with, it's connected to God, your angels, your guardian angels, your highest guides possible, your higher power. I'm adding more, but it is super important that you do that. Okay, so once you do that, then what's the next step? So we've got two of them here. The third step is to pick a person or people that you want to connect with. Let's say that, and I think most people are like this, that you want to connect with, let's say you have a lover or a husband or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or something, and things aren't really working out with you guys right now, and you want to help that, you know, help that along. So instead of getting something from somebody, here's another thing. Put your intention out there to come from love, to connect with the highest part of you, which is love, okay? And so the next thing is, what can I get from this person or people? Instead, what can I give them? Okay? So that's the third thing, all right? And meditation. Intention, seeing what all that part of you that, you know, that is love, the causal plane, okay? And then what's the third thing? Excuse me. Is what can you give this person, okay? So let's say that you're wanting to connect with a love, okay? And you're looking to connect with some great love, or you're looking to find your great love. So what you would do is, let's say that you're having issues with them, or you're not having issues, you haven't even met them yet, okay? So first of all, what you would do is send that person, that man or woman that you don't know, send them happiness. Just send them happiness. That's the first thing that you do. Send them happiness for 30 days, okay? And then you're going to really see miracles, because first of all, you're coming from a higher place. And then what's the next thing you do? Let's say you haven't met that person, and sometimes I think that's a bit easier to do. Then what you do is I always do it in a tube of light. What you do is you say, I want to send this person or this man or this woman, my soulmate, my twin flame, whatever you want to call it, I would like to send them, write them a love letter. And so you can actually write it and store it in your computer, or you can write, or you can say it out loud, and dear soulmate, dear twin flame, I love you with all my heart. I cannot wait to be with you. And put that in whatever you want to say. I can't wait to make love with you. I can't wait to be intimate with you. I can't wait to share my life with you. Or I'm so looking forward to that. And send that in a tube of light, okay? Or you can send it like from your heart to theirs, whatever works. The visualization is key here, okay? Let me give you that. I'm going to give you a quote just in a minute about visualization. Send that to them. And I think everything works better in the morning time or in the evening before you go to bed, okay, to develop your telepathy skills. So you send that to them. And then do that two separate things. Send them happiness first, because that's what you're giving them. Send them love second, if you want to write a love letter to them, or read them a love letter, or come from your heart with a love mantra, whatever it is. You know, you can send them love and light. But I like to do something more to connect with them, and then say, I'd like to, and then if you've met them, then say, I'd like to connect with you and make our connection deeper and stronger. I'd like to resolve everything and come from a great place of love with you. I can't wait to be with you, whatever you want to say. So put that out there and send that to them, okay? And now, let me give you a story here with that. So you've met them, you can send them a message of love and light, but I like to do more. You can ask your romance angels to help you. You can ask Archangel Shamuel to help you too as well if you're working with a soulmate or a soulmate you haven't met. And if you're resolving conflict and you love this person and they don't love you back yet, then you can tell them this to their soul, their higher self, and send that there. And I'm going to promise you it works a lot better than trying to work with their personality, okay, or their ego. And it's a lot better when you come from that higher part of yourself than to work on an ego personality level, because that sometimes can be super painful, and you guys know what I'm talking about there. So what does that look like during getting messages back? Well, if you haven't met them yet, you can say, hey, I'd like to meet you. Send me, you know, give me some kind of indication that you've heard me on some soul level, and I'd like to dream about you. That is one way that you can do it. The other thing is giving me an idea or a feeling or a thought how you want to meet, and then you can do it like that. I have a friend of mine, you guys have heard her on Sunday with me in our relationship show, Diane, and she met her guy like that. She asked to meet him before she met him, and she actually did, and they just moved in together now, and she's told the story a few times. And today we just had a conversation. She goes, I'm not sure we're going to get married, but we're living together and we're in love. I said, listen, that's a marriage of two hearts. It doesn't really matter if you got the legal marriage or not. So that's what she did. So, and it worked, okay, because she started visualizing him and sending him, you know, love letters and writing love letters to him, you know, sending these messages to him, you know, with telepathy. And he connected with her. And they both said, we felt like we met each other before we met. I'm like, wow. Or after we met, we felt like we knew each other for a really long time. So that's something that you can do with a lover. Now, how do you know it's working? Let's talk about that. This is going to be a little bit easier, I think. Sometimes when you, and remember, one of the suggestions I'm going to make to you, and you can do it if you want, but you're going to get better results if you do, is what can you give to the person that you're connecting with? Our people. So really send them happiness from your heart to theirs for 30 days. You're going to see some miracles happen with that. But something that you can do is practice with your friend. And I would do it with somebody who is just strictly a friend, all right, or a family member who you're close to. So send them a message, you know, in the morning time or in the evening, I'd like to talk to you and connect with your higher self. Meditation is better. Remember what my friend said, who worked in the government, okay, and in the military, in the government. And he said meditation and coming from a higher place, you know, also, you know, wishing them happiness first, and then putting your intention to connect with them, and then sending them messages, you know, with love and light, okay? And then actually sending them a message that, hey, I want to talk to you, or hey, let's get together for lunch, or, you know, whatever you want to say. So when you do it with a friend, what you can do is, or a family member, is send them a message, you know, like, hey, I'd like to get together with for lunch. Will you call me tomorrow, or will you call me today? You know, whatever you want to say, and then put that out there. Don't keep saying, call me, call me, call me. When are you going to call me? Just put it out there and then let it go. Key right here, just to let it go. Because when you let it go, you're not putting anything attached to it, not a lot of baggage with it. You know, a lot of times we put, when's you going to call? When's she going to call? Is this really working? And we slow the whole process down, okay? So that's something that you can do. And then how do you practice? How do you know it's working? When you start really getting the techniques down, okay, to do this, one of the things that you can start asking yourself in the morning time is, what's going to happen today? Who's going to call me today? And let me give you an example of how that works. So today I was thinking about this person. I said, I know they're going to call me. And I said, because I could feel their energy, right? And I'd been sending messages to them. And I sent it with love. And boom, they called me today, right? So probably I think around 1 o'clock they called me. So what I'm saying to you guys is that when you do all this stuff that I'm telling you, there's a few steps. And I said there was three, but, you know, it's like six of them, right? Then what's going to go on is that you're going to hear from this person or these people or whatever you're looking for a lot quicker, okay? And we're talking about the spiritual and emotional stuff because I told you to meditate, put your intention out there to come from love and also to connect with, you know, with your higher part of yourself and higher part of themselves on the causal plane, which is that part of you that's connected to God. You connect with your angels. You know, your ascended masters, you know, higher power, however you see that, that is really key. And also, as I said, the intention is key too as well, and wish them happiness before you say, call me, okay? So give that before you send any messages, call me, or let's have lunch, or I love you with all my heart, soulmate, or guy that, or girl that, you know, I want to connect with. So that's pretty important right there, or actually very important. And then, To really start getting clear about it is when you wake up in the morning and you're looking at your day and you've done all the work from the night before, or you've done that work in the morning, that morning, or you've done it both the night and the morning, then, you know, practicing with your telepathy, saying who is going to call me today, what's going to happen today with people that are going to connect with me, and see what names you get, okay? Do you see what I'm saying? Or see what feelings you get about people. You know, my aunt, my uncle. I know always when my aunt's going to call me. And I always hear a song on the radio. It's like, Nana's going to call me. And, or, you know, or this person's going to call me. So that's key right there to ask, all right, once you start doing the work. And you're going to get an answer. I promise you will. And sometimes it's not that day. It may be the next day. So remember, linear time only exists, you know, where we are, you know, not on the other side. Thank God, right? Thinking that, you know, the angels are never late. They're always on time. Our higher self is never late. It's always on time because there's only the here and now. So that's really key. You know, let me share this with you. If you're waiting for a job, right, you have a job interview, you can send this to your future employer. If this is the right job, I would like to work here. And then send them messages, you know, why you think you're a good employee or why you think that they should choose you if you're interviewing for a job. And, you know, get the person and do all the things I've just said. That is on a spiritual and emotional level, okay, and a mental level. You know, the spiritual and the emotional and the mental are really key because when you got the spirituality in place, the emotions are there. But you're coming from a higher place, and the mental part is there because, once again, you're coming from a higher place. Okay? Now, I got this today, so I'm going to share this with you, and I hope you guys are going to like it. I have a friend of mine, and it's on my Facebook page. If you go to Tree Abbott, you can go to my Facebook page. And she sent this to me, and I thought it was pretty cool. But she says that she was talking about the third eye. You guys know where the third eye is, right? It's right between your eyebrows. And she told me, she said, Cherie, on my Facebook page, she was talking about how that the third eye or the pineal gland where the third eye is or in the brain behind the third eye is really, really important to take care of. And the way she explained it, and I'm going to share it with you right now. So please forgive me. Give me a second here. Hold on one second. There it is. Okay, good. She said, and it's on my Facebook page. She said, feeding the pineal gland is in the brain. It's a very important gland in the brain. This is all about your intuition, your telepathy and your telepathic developing those skills for your telepathy. and it says, she writes, it's the highest blood flow than any gland in the body. Some had questions about the pineal gland, and here are a couple of images, and she shows the images. And the pineal gland helps the secretion of melatonin, a gateway of intuition, and other important abilities that we have. But she goes, it helps with melatonin, which is and it's right behind the third eye, which is the gateway to intuition. So if you guys want to do develop your intuition, I think on a physical level, she's given some really good stuff. She goes, most people are involved, are calcifying the pineal gland, and it has some, and it has a dumbing effect because of their diet. Okay, so if you want to develop your psychic ability, your telepathy, she goes, fluoride in the toothpaste, fluoride in the water, drinking too much soda, and too much carbonated drinks, refined fats and refined sugars, refined flour, and white flour and red meat, too much of those will calcify the pineal gland. And so to improve that, you get less of those things, okay? So it's, as I said, it's on my Facebook page, so if you go to Tree Abbott, you can read it. It's on my timeline. She put it there. But I thought that was really interesting because, you know, it's not only about doing the spiritual work, the meditation, but it's also about doing the physical stuff for your body. It's a mind-body-spirit connection, as you're seeing, okay? So if you really want to develop that ability and the connection with your angels, cut down on the red meat, cut down on the white flour, right? Cut down on the fats, the bad fats, you know, and then watch what happens, okay? So your connection improves with all that is, your angels. It's also going to help your intuition improve. And I hope that you guys saw a lot out of that right there. So anyway, that's what I have to share with you tonight. So remember, start with meditation. And if you can't meditate, you know, with the guided meditation, do some deep breathing exercises, you know what I mean, where you can center yourself. As my friend told me, he says, meditation calms the mind, and he goes, it's really important when you're sending messages or receiving messages that you clear your own stuff out, your own garbage first. And I agree with him, you know, too, as well. It's hard to concentrate on sending great messages when you're thinking about what happened to you the day before or what you don't have or what you, you know, or who's hurt you, you know, or hurt your feelings, or you may have hurt somebody else's feelings. So that's something that you guys can work on too as well, along with your intention. Come from a place of love, enjoy, and give happiness. What can you give to this person before you ask what you can receive, like a phone call or lunch date or love? And so send them happiness for 30 days. And you can send the messages, but do that before you ever send a message. So you send them happiness, and then another thing that you do, that you can do that will help this whole situation is if you want a great love and you haven't met him or her yet, then you can send that message. I put it in a white tube of light and send it to that person, whoever he or she, or mine would be a man, yours would be a man or a woman, whatever. And send that to them, and send them a great love letter or a great love message in that tube of light, or maybe your angels take it. Doesn't really matter. It's just about visualization for you. And then, if you have, you can do that with a, you know, to get started. I always think it's easier to do it with a friend, you know, and send her or him or her a message about calling you or having lunch, or a family member. And then in the next morning when you're doing it, I think it works better in the morning. Then you can, after you get done doing all the exercises that we, you know, spoke about tonight, ask who's in your energy and who is thinking about calling you. And you're going to get a feeling. You may get names. You may get pictures. But you're going to know that your messages are being sent, first of all, and received, second of all, okay? And then they're coming back to you. You're getting an idea of who's going to call you, who's going to contact you via Facebook, email. I forgot about social media, telephone, you know, or whatever. So you can really work on your skills that way. But when you ask, just prepare to receive too as well. Remember, time doesn't exist like it does here on the other side. So when you send that message out, let it go, and I promise you, it's going to come back to you. Okay, so let it go without holding on to it. That's the best way, I think. And, of course, we're learning about the pineal gland, which is behind the third eye in the brain. And anyway, so I got disconnected. It's so funny. I saw that happening. Is that telepathy or a psychic vibe that earlier tonight? So it happens. It's just life. So follow us on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches. Like us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/angelcoaches. And if you want to send us an email or an idea, please go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/angelcoaches, or if you have a comment about a show that we've done or you'd like to hear something. Once again, that's a great way to get your show idea to us. And we've got some new angel coaches coming on and some new people teaching classes, so you don't want to miss it. You know, what's going on. But the follow us on blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches because they give you a lot of special stuff there, gifts and show ideas. And so that's kind of cool. Let's see. Let me see what else. I think I've covered it all. We've got our next show Thursday night. We have a special speaker. It is a mind-body-spirit show, and Dwayne's going to be on and sharing how we can take care of our mind, body, and spirit and get some great results and look great in a bikini. How about that? You know, being spiritual and looking great in a bikini. How cool. How cool. It doesn't get much better than that. And also, we have a great show on Sunday morning. Diane and I are on at 11 a.m. East Coast time, and we talk about relationships, and we're doing a third part in our relationship series about how the differences between men and women, how we communicate. We had a great show last week and got a lot of feedback on it, so kind of interesting, so you guys don't want to miss it. And let's see what else. I'm doing Akashic Record readings, so if you'd like to have an Akashic Record reading, they're really amazing and important because we look at what's going on with you and the choices that you've got in front of you, the choices that you've made that got you in the situation, how to release it, the karma, and why these people that are in your life that drive you crazy, that you love like crazy, that drive you crazy because of their behavior or just who they are, why you drive them crazy, and why you're happy or not so happy sometimes. The Akashic Records are amazing for helping you understand what's going on in your life that you're living right now. Anyway, you guys have a great now. We'll talk to you Thursday night at 8 p.m. with Dwayne. He is amazing. So you guys take care. Have a great now. Bye now.